Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, I literally just jumped in my chair seconds ago, busy working on news developments during the break. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, with a lot of key breaking analysis and news, is going to join us at the bottom of the next hour, into the bottom of the next hour. So the bottom of the second hour into the bottom of the third hour. And then Tosh Plumlee, now being contacted by the Department of Defense for his radio interviews here, is going to be joining us. Of course, he has the sources in NATO and DOD, as well as the DEA, on what really happened in Benghazi. And I don't just believe Tosh Plumlee, congressional whistleblower. He's famous for the Church hearings and then Iran-Contra. I don't just believe him. I separately from all my sources have confirmed what he's saying, but it's a whole other level now when the DOD is contacting him and trying to censor his Facebook and things, and they want to know. They're telling him, who told you this? Talk about treason. The entire DOD, anybody who's got a secret clearance in the areas of the Middle East, or especially top secret, knows exactly what happened. There were Predator drones overhead, 7.5 hour stand down, the execution of the ambassador, the help being blocked, and I'm telling you, this is a big deal. I mean, obviously, I don't have to tell you that. You know that. It's just that it hits me what a crazy world we're living in. A really crazy world. So that's Julie Wilson's article, former CIA whistleblower targeted by government for Facebook post. She put that out Monday night, and then we got a hold of Tosh yesterday and got him coming on the show for about 10 minutes just to give us an update at the bottom of the last hour. That said, I just had one of those double take moments right as I got in here to cover the news, where the fraud, the wall of corruption and deception and outright lies is so mega massive that I'm really having trouble even forming words at this point. Obviously, we're going to get into the maneuvering of the United States down the road into a default and into a pure beggar nation to the offshore banking cartels that have been maneuvering us towards the rocks the entire time on record. When I first woke up 20 years ago, this is what all of the patriots were saying and documenting. This is what they wrote about in 1972 before I was born, and none dare call it conspiracy, by Gary Allen. Can't believe Gary Allen's son runs Politico and puts out all that anti-liberty disinfo. It'd be like if my son grew up and joined the dark side. Gary Allen is such a legend for what he did with None Dare Call a Conspiracy. It's got to be like 10 million copies out in print. We would have lost by now if it wasn't for that book. I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now. And he never knew writing that book that that would happen, and that it would have woken up tens of millions of people. We sell the book, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not really a plug, but it's there if you want it. And everything came true in that book. 90% of it. I mean, we're 90% there. And if the book hadn't been there and the John Birch Society and other people, we would already be completely down the rat hole of horrible, conscious authoritarians who want to wreck society and make us poor so they can control us. And I'm beyond angry about that. When I see poverty and I see dumbed down people and I see all the problems happening. Humans have problems naturally anyways, but to have the system trying to make things as bad as possible and then running businesses over all the problems to, like, capitalize on it, problem, reaction, solution, it just makes me sick. In fact, I can't even listen to Obama's voice now or look at him. And I know he's a puppet, but he symbolizes everything. And he's the ass end of the New World Order crapping all over us, and I'm just sick of it. Excuse me talking like that. There's just no other word to describe it. I mean, if there was another country, quasi-free, I could run to, I would get out of here and break my promise not abandon ship. But I tell you, it's world government. There's no escaping it. We stand, we fight. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
When I grow up, I want to live under a world government that's anti-human, where everybody's got to wear helmets to be able to walk down the street. I want to live under tyranny. I'm trendy. Yeah! I love Obama!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
On the road! For 40 days!
Round for 40 days!
Last night in Little Rock!
Last night in Little Rock! For Peter Hayes! Sweet, sweet Connie was doing her act! She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact!
Key to have the whole show.
Live all now with KK!
I gotta tell ya. Hoka is his game. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Broadcasting worldwide from the Resistance, Texas. Going out worldwide, reminding folks what made America great. God, guns, and guts. And we are here in defiance of all the tyranny absolutely in its face, pointing out what a group of disgusting criminals they are. Oh, I love the Drudge Report. I love how Drudge could put things like nobody else so simply. Yellen to run the world. That's the headline, the new Fed chief, after the genius Larry Summers, who helped engineer the collapse, the end of Glass-Steagall, the derivative scam. They were so arrogant they tried to run him, kind of like they wanted Kissinger for the whitewasher over the 9/11 commission when he was involved in 9/11, clearly. Well, now they've removed him, and it's a woman. So if you're against hyperinflation in Weimar Republic, Well, then you're obviously anti-woman. I mean, you're obviously a racist. You're obviously not trendy. But it actually says, rejoice. Look at the headline. Rejoice! The Yellen Fed will print money forever to create jobs. That's a quote, ladies and gentlemen. That's out of the Telegraph. Rejoice! They're going to just accelerate the printing presses and give the money first to the insiders so they get first use of it and then hand us all of the devalued currencies and the hyperinflation. But don't worry, they've got a plan. Oh, yes, this lovely lady, she's got a plan. She was going to meet with the boys in the band, to continue quoting the song. She's got a plan, the same plan the New World Order's always had. They've done in hundreds of countries in the last century, sometimes every few decades, like in Mexico and Brazil and Nigeria. Over and over and over again, they get you into artificial debt, sign you onto derivatives, bring in Western IMF World Bank money that's then paid back to IMF World Bank controlling interest, never hitting the people of the country. And then the nation goes deeper into deeper in debt, and then they can bring in social engineering for more financing, more fiat money that they just pull out of their hat. They actually pull it out of somewhere else. They pull it out of our future. So they say, rejoice, rejoice. But it's important, and they say this, that they want to depress the economy while they hyperinflate, so you get hyperstagflation, a term I coined about 6 years ago that top economists have agreed is a good name for it. Dr. Paul Craig Robertson said that's a good term for it. And it is hyperstagflation, not stagflation. They said was impossible until the 70s because it's totally artificial, even under the Keynesian model. But hyperstagflation, rapeflation, fraudflation, total upside down 2 plus 2, common core equals 5 inflation. By the way, you saw that under federal funding in Arkansas, they're teaching kids the Constitution's bad, and they have them to practice rewriting it for the NDAA and Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. It actually says that. Well, we thought we would really take the nanny state to the next level. My dad had an idea, and then I kind of augmented it a bit, and we're going to tell you about it. The ultimate in the nanny state right here in Austin, Texas, a enclave of trendiness and mental illness and low IQs. We go to the trendy enclaves, and there's nothing they won't sign. We have actually topped Mark Dice and the Californian idiots. We now, ladies and gentlemen, have found 14 out of 20 people. 14 out of 20 people they talk to. Doesn't take long to do this. Have now signed a petition. Well, I'm going to have to tell you when we air it, when we premiere it, in T-minus 57 minutes. When we come in at the 8 after, next hour, in that second segment, when we come in there, where a lot of stations join us, we're going to premiere the ultimate nanny state dream. By the way, it's now moved into archive, featured archive, where people can click top stories, and it's there at Infowars.com and PrisonBlender.com. Will you print me a Don Salazar's article that went out last night? He works so hard. Sometimes it's like 8 at night, but then the problem is it goes out then and nobody reads it, about how Spain is moving to tax the sun. And I told people the EU was already having hearings 3 years ago to tax the sun. So they're just adopting. There it is. Spain considers taxing the sun. Well, they're not considering it. They're moving to do it. But how solar panels became toxic assets. And that's the answer. Massive taxes on anybody that's independent. Take here in Central Texas, under the trendy rule of the authoritarian hipsters. They will harass you and go after you and fight you if you try to put your own off-the-grid solar panels in. It's not a problem in Hays County or other counties that aren't in the Travis County New World Order controlled Gen 21 zone on record. But they basically won't permit you to have your own solar panels. You've got to have them the type they want with kickbacks to their insider friends. You got to buy it from certain companies. And then it's got to be hooked into the power grid. You got to be hooked into the matrix. By the way, the head of Google, Schmidt, has come out and said, you know, Google Glasses are the next stage towards implanting stuff in your brain. But that's a little creepy right now. We're trying to develop less invasive technology, but that's coming. And as long as you have a Vogue photo shoot showing some trendies, you know, men with big handlebar mustaches on leashes with trendy women controlling them. That's the new trendy thing. As long as that's the case, I mean, they will take the brain chip. So, nothing against folks with handlebar mustaches, but I mean, my whole thing is I read an article about all over the country they're electing hipsters as mayors. Just as long as you have a handlebar mustache and wear two different color socks and waddle around, you're going to have supermodels on both arms if you can't talk. Because they've taught women that you're successful if you have a guy who can't talk but acts really trendy. And then, of course, really the women aren't successful and it doesn't fulfill them. But it doesn't matter. By then, they're already wrecked. And they think, well, if I'm just more trendy and do more of what the trendy say, then I'll be fulfilled. And then, of course, your life just gets worse and worse and worse. You would be fulfilled when you became red-blooded and primitive again. That's when you'll become fulfilled. When you go and run around in the woods at night, foaming at the mouth. I'm joking. The point is that that's what's going to fulfill you, is getting back to your instincts, getting back to your humanity, getting back to the fulfillment of not being afraid. If you buy into the popular culture, you might as well stick a shotgun in your mouth and pull the trigger in slow motion, because that's psychologically, spiritually, intellectually, culturally what you're doing to yourself. And I'm sorry, it's just that I'm realizing I've got to declare war on establishment trendiness. Do you know what establishment trendiness is? I'll use an example of this I've used many times, but then elaborate on it. In every culture, whether it was the Aztecs, or whether it was the ancient Chinese, or whether it was the ancient Babylonians, or whether it was even the ancient Romans, technocrats, manipulators, con artists, emperor's new clothes type operators would come in and say, listen, you're the emperor of China. You can't be seen by the public. You're too important. You have to live behind this walled city. And by the way, you can't feed yourself. You've got to have foot-long fingernails because that shows you're totally elitist and we're going to worship you as God. And by the way, your women shouldn't be able to walk. They need to be carried. And to make sure they don't walk, by the way, it'll get them off your back, emperor, we're going to bind their feet at birth so they can't even walk. And then later, how about we teach your women to not be able to talk and just keep them locked up in the pit? Because that's what elitists do. And under style, women couldn't walk. The men couldn't walk half the time. They had, you know, foot-long, two-foot-long fingernails and were just mental patients from birth back there, convinced they were God with the power behind the throne, the imperial class bowing to them and like, you know, like bees visiting the queen bee in her chamber, but literally laughing at them behind the scenes, running giant armies and takeover operations and building huge walls and siege machines and creating bioweapon programs against their enemies. The Chinese first did that. Everything else. Very high level of science. And they wrote books talking about how ridiculous the emperors were and how they controlled them and how you needed to continue to control future imperial dynasties. And then the power behind the throne became the real emperors. And then they would hereditarily hand down the power. I mean, the parallel would be the stewards of Gondor in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, who actually become the king and say, I don't want the king to return. I am in control. Now take me to the tower and burn me with my sons. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And that's what trendiness and fashion and all the rest of it is. If you like a fashion, go with it. If you like it. If you're into something, that's fine. If you like tattoos all over your body, great. If you like handlebar mustaches, that's great. The point is that people literally, at least where I live, are just everywhere, and I tell them, I go to areas where you see handlebar mustaches and women in charge, and they will sign anything. You can go up to them and say, we want to kill all conservatives. They sign the thing. We want to put all gun owners in FEMA camps. They sign the thing. Today we went to them, or yesterday we went to them. We're going to air it today, and it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. We have the holy grail of trendy idiocy. And we have an endless mine of them that we can go visit with. And listen, when you start talking to these people, they don't know what planet they're on. You understand that they have no job when they get out of college. Most of them are already out of college, you know, working at the gas station. Nothing against that. But the point is, so because they're failing, they're buying more into whatever the trendy culture says. And they think the trendy culture is counterculture. And I'm telling you, folks, these people are the most servile people pathetic jellyfish the planet has ever produced. And this is the New World Order's triumph of mind control. But first, the government shutdown, moving towards a default, banker occupation, and more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
I said I shot the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in self-defense. Yeah.
National Park, and they pointed guns at me. Oh yeah, I love Obama, Obama. You are so trendy.
I
And they tell me it's a capital offense. Freedom came my day. One day I love you, Obama. I'm going to stop screwing around. Totally ridiculous. I should be a little more serious here today, shouldn't I? It's just the video we've got coming up the next hour and the audio. Don't worry, radio listeners, by the middle of the next hour, we'll have it posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. And I don't usually do a lot of surprises, but this is, and I shouldn't be celebrating the ignorance of Trendies and Obama supporters, but as a mass of kleptocrats, they work to enslave everyone, including themselves, because it makes them feel powerful in their feeble little brains through the structure. So I should be crying over the video we're going to be airing coming up. In fact, I should be crying. In fact, I think that's why I'm laughing, is it's gallows humor, because it freaks me out that I knew when we sent our reporters out on the street this would happen. But let's shift gears on the really serious issues until then. Here is the London Telegraph headline. Rejoice! The Yellen Fed will print money forever to create jobs. We don't need any stinking factories. We don't need any stinking service. We just print money. How's that working out for the average person out there? Well, it works out good for the banksters, the banksteristas, the terroristas. We now know where we stand. Janet Yellen is to take over the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is not federal. Just everything's a fraud. Foreign bank. The world's monetary hegemon. The master of all our lives. Just in our face. There it is. Aren't we all just slaves to central bankers, CNBC says? The answer is yes. They know best. The Fed will be looser or longer. That's right. With our credit and our future, the FOMC will continue to print money until the U.S. economy creates enough jobs to reignite wage pressures and inflation, regardless of asset bubbles or collateral damage along the way. No Fed chief in history has ever been better qualified. She is a glaring contrast to Alan Greenspan, a political speechwriter for Richard Nixon who never earned a real Ph.D. It was honorary, or Pens, an economic paper of depth. She has pedigree. Her husband is Nobel laureate George Ekerlof, the scourge of efficient markets theory. She co-authored Market for Lemons, the paper that won the prize. Currently vice chairman of the Fed, she was the junior governor from 94 to 07 under Greenspan, and then president of the San Francisco Fed from 04 to 010. She was head of Clinton's Council of Economic Advisors when she headed Asia crisis. You could hardly find a safer pair of hands. And I just go on with the sarcastic piece.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers?
Trendy.
To address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just
all right,
counting on the fact
that
there's a Bernanke putt?
And this is life under them, where they engineered the economic system, they created the derivatives, they're shutting the economy down, they're shutting the power plants down, they're controlling China that has all these hidden tariffs against us as we compete with the slave trade. They are engineering the collapse, and in their own white papers admitting it, not just Cloward and Piven, but dozens of them. Cass Sunstein admits that they're waging war against the people and trying to divide and conquer us, and that MSNBC is there to create racial division. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. They operate in plain view with their takeover, while the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center do news articles every week saying I'm insane and the Federal Reserve is federal and that there's no New World Order and there's no big central banks doing it and that it's racist to say so and that world government doesn't exist, as they announce world government. It's a cult. I had the host of ABC Nightly News here like 4 years ago. I guess 3 years ago. We went out to dinner afterwards, and he's like, basically admitted he knew I was right. But while he was here, I would say, here's all these world leaders saying world government. And he goes, oh, those are world government that's different than yours. And I said, really? So, see, that's how this works. Of course, they all know they're just mercenaries. But mercenaries on a sinking ship? Do we have any self-preservation skills? The big news coming up after this break. I'm Alex Jones, the evil one.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
"I am God, I'm in charge, I'm in charge.
I have power, I have power, I have power.
We gotta take the power back."
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
We gotta take the power back.
Pants down, they went down around my ankles.
I have power. I have power. I have power. I have power. I have power.
By the way, you notice that at national parks like Yellowstone and others, they come up with guns drawn and pull people off tour buses that drive in. Foreigners freak out and think they're in Nazi Germany. The papers are reporting. They go into hotels announcing lockdown and say you're not allowed to leave. You can either still pay for your stay, even though you paid to enter the park and paid for your hotel, or you can stay in the building. But you're not allowed to even get off the bus and take photographs. You're not allowed to park on the side of the road outside Mount Rushmore and take photos. We are in charge now. And this happens everywhere. You go to any national seashore, they will march up to you, get in your face over and over again, and look at you with total hatred. It's happened to me personally. Unbelievable. happened to me when I was in Big Bend earlier this year. Man, it's so beautiful there in the winter. I could live there. It was just awesome. No cell phone reception, no nothing. I'd have to go up to the very top of a mountain to be able to upload YouTube videos. I'd have to hike up to the top of a mountain, spend hours up there uploading videos I'd shot for the few days I'd been there. And I would do stuff like be driving down the road and see a park ranger standing by, an armed park ranger standing by their vehicle. And I would, as a test, I'd say, okay, let's wave and smile. And the guy would just sit there bugging his eyes out, literally just with pure rage. And then I ran into other people who were at these natural hot springs around the border, and they were talking about that very guy and how they'd asked him for directions and he'd been rude to them. I mean, it's just crazy, just crazed people in uniforms running around. You watch old movies with Errol Flynn, like Robin Hood, that's actually based on a true story loosely, and you wonder how they could come shake everybody down, how they could be so abusive, and how they could rape people's daughters, and how they could... That's what happens in every country where you get a big, out-of-control government that hires people that think they're God. And we're not completely there yet, but we're going there very quickly. I mean, you pull into one town, it's nice, friendly, helpful police that are gentlemanly and honorable, and then you pull into the next town, it's like boss hog hell. And it's all... Who runs things? From the top down, the fish will rot. From the head down. And the globalists run America. They run the federal government. They've captured the federal government, and now they run most counties and cities and most states. Yeah, in fact, there's my video. Big Bend Police State Visitors Not Welcome. But my point is, John Bowne, one of the nightly news producers, driving into work today, saw one of the new giant-wheeled Homeland Security bomb-proof armored vehicles. They delivered 7,000 plus this year alone to departments. And I guess Travis County got its vehicle. Dallas, they were saying, got, what, 14 of them? To, quote, chase criminals. Oh, yes. No, they're gearing up, and the training manuals say it, for war with who? The gun owners, the conservatives, the in the fetters, the libertarians. The returning veterans are number one, of course. They list Ron Paul in these federal training manuals. The Army manual says the founding fathers, including George Washington, would not be welcome in today's military. And that's a litmus test to see if you complain, they mark you down to be deployed to heavy combat zones, to be given extra vaccines. Literally. Of course, the guy doing it doesn't know that, but you're put in a database, you take the test by computer, and it tells you to sign off and check off on these computer files that you've read the manual. And it's all conditioning. Just like the Common Core federal programs on computers, even down to kindergartners now, really starts about third grade with the heavy reading. It's been in the news, has you sign off that you agree that it's good for Bobby to have two daddies. You agree that mommy shouldn't yell at you. You know that, you know, it's bad to tell somebody if mommy's smoking marijuana. Everything turns into a brainwashing tool. I mean, we're already there. They've already banned dodgeball and tag. Now they're banning bringing footballs to pass at lunch or at recess. Now they're banning walking and jogging at many recess areas. I saw that a few years ago. The feds are pushing that where you have to sit down at recess on benches. You're not even allowed to walk except to the bench and then back. That is beyond Supermax. In a Supermax, I guess once a week they let you out into a little common area to walk in circles if you want. Then in a regular heavy security facility, I guess you get out like 1 hour a day, and then minimum security, you're pretty much out all the time except at nighttime. And they've got all these different levels and variants, but everything from you're out 1 hour a day to you're out once a week. And I guess they've got solitary where you're never out, hardcore torture. And again, it's run by a system that is the master criminals. They run the major criminal operations. And if you're a TV viewer watching at Infowars.com/show, you can actually see the giant armored vehicle here in Travis County where I live. And the SWAT teams are being expanded, and they are training openly to take on the American people. They're soldiers of the foreign power that's occupied America. By the way, the Travis County SWAT team, famously, they had the head of it was Lieutenant Beck. And they sent them in to intimidate me not to speak at Travis County Commissioner's Court about fraud going on in the public schools. they were arresting kids that were late to class three times when the truancy law said it was 12 absences unexcused in a semester was criminal truancy. But under color of law, they were coming and even detaining and filing under the absent student assistance program. They're assisting you, like everything else they do, is the Patriot Act, the New Freedom Initiative, the Affordable Care Act. It's the opposite of whatever they say. So I kept going in every week to speak. So they sent in SWAT team guys. There's video of this somewhere. Mike Hansen's got it. And they sit on both sides of me and start threatening me. So I jump up and start yelling at them. And then Lieutenant Beck comes over the next week and goes, just come over to my office. We're not all bad. Look, we got some of your videos on the wall. You know, we're just ordered to come over there and do that. Come on, man. There's no Delta Force in San Antonio. There's no, the government's not dealing drugs. I was in Force Recon in Vietnam. You know, the military's not coming after you. It's all made up. You know, and about 3 months later, he calls me. He goes, will you please come down here? And he goes, yeah, Delta Force was just here, tried to bribe me. It's all true. And I said, can I talk about this? He goes, yeah, go ahead. It's illegal what they're doing. Well, they fired him. They fired him, made up some stuff, fired him right after that. So, you know, that's, and I had the new head of the Travis County SWAT team one time. And I was Lynn Luby's come over and start talking to me. But I'm digressing. You're not tuning in from all over the world to hear about that. It's just that people better wake up to what's going on and better understand this is real. Because I know I'm right. It's not my opinion. The globalists are so arrogant, 98% of what they're up to is all on record. That is important to understand here. That's what's so frustrating about this, is that their program of total enslavement is public. Now, let me just run through the headlines. Let me just run through the headlines, and I'll go back through them. We'll see if I'm able to do this. Tensions ratcheted up in debate battle. President presses GOP, floats short-term borrowing increase, but Boehner balks without deficit talks. So tension ratchets up in the debt battle. Now, what's so frustrating about all of this is that they are maneuvering us on record to total bankruptcy. They've doubled the national debt under Obama and his disgusting controllers. And they know this. And they know they're taking us the exact same direction they've taken Greece and Spain and France towards 100% taxation under the French model. They've hired the head French economist to set it up here. You're like, they'll never do that. Yes, they will. They will put 100% taxes in on the middle class to totally bankrupt you and stall the economy. Because they themselves, just like the French ruling class, on record, are 100% tax exempt and have Swiss bank accounts, and they run the federal government in France. They're above the law. It came out in every French newspaper 6 months ago that the entire elite have Swiss bank accounts, payoffs, don't pay taxes. The head of the IMF is tax exempt, but she wants you to work 6-7 days a week and pay higher taxes. They are total criminals. But the average person, even in France, is reading smartphones all day, watching TV all day, into fashion, into being cool, into how many sexual partners they can have, and so they don't know what's happening. And the average worker, you know, pays 65-70% in tax in France. That's fine with them because they've got such class envy. And that's the goal. They're going to do that here as the ultra-rich shut down their competition. Let me show you the Weekly Standard right here. U.S. adds 2 times more debt than economic output. That's right. They're pushing us well over 100% debt to GDP. That's the goal. Is absolutely driving, because it's all fiat. These private bankers, we're in debt because we bailed them out. And then we go into debt to them for bailing them out. Remember that. But the average person has no economics understanding, so they can get away with this. There it is with the graph from the Weekly Standard. The source is the Senate Budget Committee ranking member, Jeff Sessions. Debt increase 2.405 billion. $2,405 billion. GDP increase 1.199. You do the math, folks. And then Obama talks about how there are terrorists trying to burn the house down in his speech yesterday, and that he's just trying to get the country going, and that a debt increase isn't a debt increase, and he's just trying to save us, and his idiot...
You know, you have some ideological extremist who has a big bankroll, and they can entirely skew our politics. And there are a whole bunch of members of Congress right now who privately will tell you, I know our positions are unreasonable, but we're scared that if we don't go along with the Tea Party agenda or the some particularly extremist agenda, that we'll be challenged from the right.
That's right. We're extremists because the national debt doubling in 6 years, and Obama spending more than all presidents before him, back to George Washington, and the open Cloward and Piven plan to bankrupt the country, and shutting down the power plants, shutting down the factories, harassing every business and industry not owned by globalists, all the bid rigging, the tens of billions to his buddies and fake energy companies, just shutting the nation down, shutting development down, shutting everything down in an orgy of control freak behavior, letting the illegal aliens rally but arresting veterans if they try to go on the mall. Just every form of humiliation. And then real libertarians are taking over the Republican Party, and it's making the Republican and Democratic establishments totally freak out. And, of course, John McCain will tell them off record, I'm sorry these extremists don't want us to totally carry out our plan. I'm sorry there's some opposition. Look, you're the extremist in every federal training manual that's public. FBI flyers to police departments by the thousands on their own website. By the thousands. They put hundreds out a year. I mean, the Army is taught that their main enemy in the future at West Point will be the Tea Party. That's Forbes and Washington Times reporting that after we broke it. Okay, I'm explaining this to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to break this down right now. The U.S. Army is taught George Washington is bad. Who are the extremists? Federal funds teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 to kids. Who's the extremist? These ought to actually be satire comedy writers, dark satire comedy writers, but it ain't funny because it's really happening. Who's teaching 5-year-olds how to have anal sex in the public schools? Jocelyn Elders wanted to teach 3-year-olds, wanted the teachers to literally teach children how to masturbate and actually help them physically do it. Pedophilia. They are openly pushing pedophilia. And by the way, that agenda, they won. They now teach it. Pedophilia is taught in public schools, okay? Nationwide, they're teaching kids in Head Start, who are 3-4 years old. CNBC is telling us bankers are our rulers. MSNBC is telling us parents aren't parents anymore. Illegal aliens are allowed to vote all over the country now. They're given driver's license. They're above the law. But none of that's extreme. Those of us freaking out over it, freaking out over how we're being wrecked, Obama signs UN treaties to go after our guns, even though Congress says don't do it and it's unconstitutional. But none of that's extreme. We are extreme. But wait a minute. I thought the Tea Party didn't have any power. You see, they want to default the debt or threaten it. Everybody gets scared when the stock market goes down. And the communist Chinese and the IMF lecture us about how they're in control of our nation now, like we're a third world nation. And then blame the Tea Party for all the debt and all the garbage and all the hyperinflation and all the things they've done. It's incredible. Let's continue. Divided government requires bipartisan negotiation. You mean bipartisan fraud. They want to just maneuver us quietly into collapse. They don't want any struggling as they suck the last pint of blood out of us. Obamacare marketplace, personal data can be used for law enforcement and auditing activities. Now, people are now getting into the actual bill. Of course they're going to take money out of your account. It says that in the bill. Well, there's going to be a fine of $5,000 a year, but we're not going to say how we're going to get it. But it's not true we're going to take the money, but we're just going to take it. That's a psychological warfare technique. Here's another one. Stewart says to Sebelius on health law, am I a stupid man, when she sits there laughing in his face. Credit scores impact new Affordable Care Act provisions. We have a clip of that we'll play in a moment. So absolutely, of course your credit scores are... Look, this was written by offshore banks that own the major insurance companies to shut down all their competition, to lower the quality of care, to jack up the prices, and absolutely hammer the daylights out of you, dummy. I'm talking to the idiots that thought, all these idiots are going, I got to pay? I thought it was free. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lewis, I understand. One of the concerns is actually about credit scores. People are being asked to show their credit score when signing up.
That's right, Lisa. It is asking you to show your credit score. It is required. And we were told if you have a low credit score, it could affect what you pay
all
for
right.
premium.
By the way, I haven't even gotten to this yet. You know, Mike Adams is not just an expert on health and wellness and one of the leading figures in the country on that because it was great research. He's also an incredible programmer. He started major companies, you name it. He's helped us out with a lot of stuff. He was able to go in and look at the whole Obamacare site, and it's basically a fake front meant to not work. I mean, it's just like when the Justice Department blocked the Amber Alert, the whole site was still there and programmers could see it. They were just blocking it to say it was down when it wasn't down. It's the same thing. This is meant to not work. It's all a sick joke. That's why they've been trying to delay it until they can have all this shutdown and blame Republicans for all the problems. So maybe Mitch McConnell is right. Go ahead and let them have it. Everybody wants it so bad. This is what you want. This is what you get. That article's up on Infowars.com. It's from NationalNews.com. Very important situation. We're going to continue on the other side. And then we've got the big breaking news in the next hour. The Ultimate and the Nanny State is going to premiere here. We have the footage of the Ultimate Morons.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
The sun told you that was coming. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, helmets to be able to walk down the street are coming. You heard it here first. You will witness it in the next hour, giving you a hint of what's coming up. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed so you can actually see this for yourself. We're going to be premiering it coming up in about 15 minutes here on air with Leanne McAdoo and Josh Owens in studio with us. By the way, Josh Owens, not just Anthony Gucciardi, and, of course, Weldon Henson also went to the NSA. They all have a lot of courage in this so-called free country to dare to go to the gate and ask to talk to the media. And, of course, the Salt Lake City Tribune and others wrote about it, saying no one else would dare even approach the gates of Mordor, where they illegally spy on us and then freak out if you're there. How dare you come here? You're so evil. You're so bad. We're the good guys. It's all about we're not trustworthy. The government is, though. I mean, since when do we just buy into, okay, we've done something wrong, we're all guilty, you're good, you're God, you're above reproach, you're above being researched, you're above being questioned, we're all scum, arrest reporters, persecute the Tea Party with the IRS, get caught lying about it, ship guns to Mexico, arm Al-Qaeda, get caught shipping drugs in, major banks caught laundering hundreds of billions a year in drug money, don't even get in trouble. I'm not supposed to be freaked out about that. And I got a bunch of clips of Obama coming up I haven't gotten to from his disgusting hour-long speech yesterday, but you heard him. It's the Tea Party that wants to not have a big debt increase. They're the ones that have endangered our economy and our credit. It's not the people that have maneuvered the country towards total bankruptcy.
To actually permit default, according to many CEOs and economists, would be, and I'm quoting here, insane, catastrophic, chaos. These are some of the more polite words. Warren Buffett likened default to a nuclear bomb, a weapon too horrible to use.
Warren Buffett, the guy that's the biggest recipient individually of banker bailout money and the new rape outs that they've been involved in. The guy that wrote the laws to exempt himself from all the taxes, who then talks about raising taxes on rich people, who he means are the middle class he wants to destroy. Warren Buffett that brags in his books about using imploding economies to make big profits. I mean, these guys are kleptocrats, the opposite of free market capitalist. They make me want to throw up. We're going to go to break here and to come back with more news and then the special breaking info. The audio is going to be powerful for radio listeners, but the video is unbelievable. See, the wilder the question you ask trendy liberals who are actually hardcore brainwashed authoritarians, the more they'll say yes. We want to stick babies in blenders for Obama. Yes. We want to execute old women for Obama. Yes. I mean, there's nothing they won't do because as long as you literally go, trendy, and do this brainwashing thing, they literally, if you could say, kill yourself, I'm trendy, and they'd probably blow their own head off. I'm telling you. I mean, I've never seen the mega magnitude of these people. I mean, they are in a trance ready to walk off a cliff if you told them to. It's for Obama. They would just run off a cliff. Throw your baby off the cliff for Obama. Okay, they're dangerous. They'll follow any order. Briefly, it sold out last week, as you know. More came in. It's going to sell out very, very quickly. Just a fact. Unbelievable what it's doing for me. Energy, health, you name it. Thyroid is driving the hormones, the whole nine yards. This is nascent atomic iodine on the chart, the purest form of it. The regular stuff the medical doctors have said is absolutely toxic and garbage, stuff Homeland Security pushes for emergencies, you name it. This is the real deal. This is nascent atomic iodine, double the strength, half the price, InfoWarsLife.com, and we have it back in for a limited time. We're trying to put in a really big run so we don't run out again. But if you want it, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase also supports the broadcast, 888-253-3139. And while you're there, check out all the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.